In 1950s Mexico City, Noemi Tabuada lives a life of silk dresses and champagne soirees, moving effortlessly through exclusive social circles while harboring dreams of academic achievement. Intelligent and fiercely independent, she studies anthropology at the National University despite her father's traditional expectations. Everything changes when a disturbing letter arrives from her cousin Catalina, who recently married into the mysterious Doyle family. The letter contains alarming ramblings about poisoning, voices in the walls, and a husband who may be slowly killing her. Seizing an opportunity, Noemi's father proposes a deal. If she visits High Place, the Doyle family's remote mountain estate, to assess Catalina's condition, he'll support her academic aspirations. Though hesitant to trade vibrant Mexico City for a mysterious mansion, Noemi accepts, driven by genuine concern for her cousin and the promise of academic freedom. What distinguishes Noemi is her multifaceted nature. She defies the typical gothic heroine archetype, wielding her social graces like a finely honed instrument. Her ability to read a room becomes crucial for survival at High Place. Her wardrobe, bright yellows, vibrant greens, bold reds, stands in deliberate contrast to the mansion's oppressive atmosphere. Each outfit becomes an act of defiance, a statement of individuality against suffocating conformity. Have you ever noticed how the qualities society criticizes in young women, stubbornness, vanity, flirtatiousness, can become powerful tools of resistance? For Noemi, these very traits evolve into survival mechanisms against malevolent forces. High Place emerges from mountain fog like a malevolent entity, a decrepit Victorian mansion incongruously placed in the Mexican mountains. Inside, bizarre rules govern. Minimal talking during meals, no wandering outside, limited access to Catalina. The house disorients with unreliable electricity, inconsistent heat, and sealed windows. What makes High Place truly terrifying is its dual role as setting and antagonist. The house literally breathes, its walls pulsating in Noemi's disturbing visions. The spreading mold isn't mere neglect, but something sentient, while maze-like corridors and sheet-covered rooms isolate and confuse. Howard Doyle's insistence on creating a little piece of England, even importing European soil, represents colonial intrusion mutated into monstrosity. The oppressive silence forms a psychological prison, dimming Noemi's vibrant personality. High Place doesn't merely house the Doyles, it embodies their twisted legacy of exploitation, eugenics, and immortality sought at any cost. The inhabitants of High Place are as disturbing as the house itself. Ancient Howard Doyle makes Noemi uncomfortable through inappropriate touching and eugenics talk, embodying colonial sin, the English mine owner who exploited Mexican workers for fortune. Florence, Howard's niece, maintains the house with rigid discipline and barely concealed hostility, fanatically devoted to family tradition. Virgil seems burdened by family responsibilities, but his handsome features mask a predatory nature as he alternates between charm and cruelty toward Noemi. Only Francis, Virgil's cousin, shows genuine kindness. Shy and pale with a passion for botany, his remark that Ruth ought to have burnt High Place to the ground reveals his awareness of the family's corruption. The Doyles function as a colonialism metaphor, pale invaders in Mexican soil, draining resources for their unnatural existence. Their bloodline obsession reflects early 20th century eugenics, while their treatment of Mexican workers demonstrates the disposability of indigenous lives under colonial rule. As Noemi stays at High Place, nightmares plague her sleep. Golden mushrooms burst from walls into dust. A faceless woman in yellowed lace appears with a pulsing golden face, and walls beat like hearts while golden filaments spread across surfaces. These dreams blur reality and nightmare, making Noemi question her sanity. Are they imagination, symptoms of Catalina's illness, or something more sinister? The visions also serve as warnings from Ruth and Agnes about the family's dark legacy. The dreams represent the house's invasion of Noemi's mind, a colonization of her consciousness. The golden spores physically manifest the fungus infiltrating her awareness, breaking down barriers between her identity and the Doyle's collective consciousness. This invasion extends beyond sleep, causing sleepwalking, hallucinations, and an inexplicable attraction to Virgil despite her revulsion. These psychedelic visions deliberately blur nightmare and reality, connecting to the novel's revelation about the mysterious fungus granting the Doyles unnatural longevity while binding them in the gloom. High Place's true horror is biological, a mysterious fungus discovered by Howard Doyle in Silver Mines. This fungus creates the gloom, a collective consciousness preserving ancestral memories that enables Howard to transfer his consciousness between bodies, achieving immortality. The fungus permeates everything at High Place: walls, air, and food. Most who contact it die horribly or become diminished servants. Through generations of selective breeding and incest, the Doyles developed a bloodline that bonds with the fungus without immediate death, though their degraded mental states reveal the psychological cost. This biological horror manifests through shifting mold patterns, luminescent mushrooms pulsing beneath the house, and Agnes's mummified corpse, more fungus than human, anchored by mycelium strands. The fungal imagery creates body horror that dissolves boundaries between human and non-human, individual and collective. The mycelium network connecting the Doyle family mirrors natural fungal networks in forests, what scientists call the Wood Wide Web. High Place's horror stems from colonial exploitation. The Doyle mine operated with English supervisors over Mexican laborers in brutal conditions. Two fungal outbreaks killed many workers, with inequality extending beyond death. English workers received proper burials, while Mexican workers were dumped in mass graves. When the partido system, allowing miners to keep some findings, was eliminated, resistance emerged. Aurelio led a strike, ending with his mysterious death. Later, when his nephew Benito developed a romance with Ruth Doyle, threatening colonial hierarchy, he too disappeared. Marta Duval embodies indigenous resistance through her healing role, offering an alternative power structure based on traditional wisdom. Her warning that everything they touch rots condemns colonialism, while her effective tincture demonstrates indigenous knowledge's value. In the climax, Noemi discovers Agnes trapped in eternal torment, paralleling colonialism's legacy. By cremating Agnes's corpse, Noemi frees her spirit, destroys the Doyle's power source, and fulfills Ruth's wish to burn High Place, a purifying fire representing both personal and historical justice. Amid horror and exploitation, Noemi and Francis's relationship offers love as resistance. Unlike the manipulative Doyle relationships, their connection builds on mutual respect and intellectual equality, a stark contrast to the family's enforced hierarchy. Francis demonstrates true love by prioritizing Noemi's well-being, warning her to leave High Place despite potential punishment. When he later risks everything to help them escape, their bond challenges the very foundations of Doyle power. The novel's final scene carries profound symbolism. Noemi crawling into bed beside the recovering Francis offers tenderness amid horror. Her three kisses, once to prove she was real, once for luck, and the third time for love, affirm human connection as the antidote to perverse immortality. Her promise of spinning tales of bright cities with no secret histories suggests the possibility of overcoming colonial trauma. This ending doesn't present love as magical. Francis still fears the gloom might live within him. Yet Noemi's choice to stay represents courage to face darkness together and build something new from the ashes of history's horrors.